Thank you, Alison. I've brought a little visual aid. It's actually just a walking stick. They never made me a bishop when I would have got a proper shepherd's crook. But there we are. The Bible has two functions, really. It's both a signpost that points us to God, but it's also a mirror that shows us ourselves. And when Alison gives us the title, Jesus the Good Shepherd, I think she's got in mind the signpost. But I'm going to switch it around and I'm going to look at the mirror, because if Jesus is the shepherd, then his people are the sheep. And it's a common theme in scripture, and we had it in Psalm 100. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. We had it in the Isaiah reading as well. He will feed his flock like a shepherd. He will carry the lamb. So we are, his people are, the sheep. Now, a sheep, I think, has two particular characteristics. One is that it's a herd animal. It lives in a flock. So you tend not to see individual sheep. They are always part of a flock. Or at least they usually are. But if they get separated from the flock, then the other characteristic of them is that they are remarkably stupid. 2 years ago, I was walking in the Lake District, very narrow path, and with a sheer drop on one side, and as we walked up this path, there was a sheep in front, and it jumped off to its death over the side, which was a horrible thing. Well, I didn't actually see it, but could hear it, and which was not a pleasant thing at all. Now, I want to take you for a moment to the inner private world of James Davis. When James Davis looks in the mirror, he thinks to himself that he does not see a sheep. He thinks to himself that he sees a lion. Someone who thinks independently, who follows the evidence wherever it leads, who acts sensibly. That's what he sees, or likes to think that he sees, when he looks in the mirror. But poor fool him. Because what we treasure as our independence, I think, is no such thing. Every one of us is a child of our culture. We are influenced by the people around us. We are much more sheepish than we care to think. Just as a little example, those of you who are parents here, which is lots of us, and if your parents, if your children are married, did you arrange their marriage? I very much doubt that any of us did. And if their children are not yet married, are you intending to arrange it for them? I don't think you would get very far if you did. But of course, a little bit of thinking around, there are cultures where marriages are arranged by parents. Those marriages tend to have a higher rate of stability than those in our own culture. If we look at the evidence of the Bible, again, you would see lots of evidence for arranged marriages, and what a good thing that is. Now, I'm not suggesting, the purpose of that illustration is not to say that we ought to be arranging our children's marriages, but it's to illustrate the fact that I suspect that none of us would say we should, and I suspect that none of us could give the evidence for that. We say it because actually we're a bit like sheep. We belong to our culture, and that's what our culture says to us. I suspect that this group of people, those of us who are here today, are divided between those who know that actually we're a bit like sheep, and those who, like me looking in the mirror, really like to think that we're not. I think we're mistaken when we say that we're not, though we may like to think that way. And of course, the difference is that the sheep, those that know their sheep and are happy in their sheepiness, know that we need a shepherd. It's the poor fools who are sheep but think that they're not, who don't, or who are unwilling to accept the shepherd that is given to us. What Jesus says to us in the Gospels, in the reading today, is that in order to know him, in order to grow spiritually, in order to know God for ourselves, we actually have to recognize our sheepiness. We have to recognize that for all our vaunted independence, we do think and act as children of our culture, less independently than we like to think that we would. And that if we do get separated from that, we, like the sheep in the Lake District, act remarkably stupidly. What does the shepherd do? The shepherd both guides, he leads the sheep to the places where there is good grass, where there is good pasture to grow, and he corrects. And hence the shepherd's crook. And if I took my dear friend Andy here and put this round his neck, it's quite harsh, really, isn't it? But that's what the shepherd does, because the sheep needs to be corrected. Jesus says, I am the shepherd, but I am the good shepherd. So when he leads, when he corrects, he is doing it because of his goodness for our good. And he describes himself as the way he demonstrates his goodness is that he lays down his life for the sheep. So whenever I look in the mirror, I need to remember, yes, I am like that sheep, and Jesus gave his life as my shepherd to lead me, to correct me, because I need it. Amen.